Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Barley.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
Hello, how's it? It's awesome to be with you this weekend. You're listening to Impact 103 and I'm Owen Farley, and I must admit, I had a beautiful weekend. I had a weekend where it felt like I was just in the presence of God. God was just speaking to me about a lot, reminding me about a lot. And it's those encounters with God that are really so essential for us to be able to obtain His wisdom, obtain His understanding on certain issues. And we have really been chosen to be touched by God, to hear God, to know God. And it reminds me of a scripture in Isaiah 43 verse 10. It says, "You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant who I have chosen, that you may know me." Now that, for me, that's just so special. God's chosen us to know Him, like intimately, like, you know, face to face. You know, He's chosen us to be His servant, that you may know me, believe me, and remain steadfast to me, and understand that I am He. He is God. He is the great I am. And I pray that as you hear what we're going to be talking about today, that it really brings you into your own encounter and a deeper relationship with the Lord, because that's what this whole show is about. It's about being real, challenging the way that we think so that we can be transformed into the very image and likeness of Jesus Christ, which is love.
That's Fall Afresh by CJ.
Man, he is a great local tenant down in Jay Bay. He's just opened a church in the past couple of years called Wave Point Church, which is really seeming like it's doing the kingdom work down there. So shout out to them. But I remember actually meeting CJ at a children's home up in Limpopo, in Fallwater. And I must admit, like, he was there just to fill up and spend time with the Lord and to hear what God was saying. And I love that, because each of us need times to hear what God is saying. And this weekend, actually, God just reminded me of something that He had told me like a few years ago. And it was something that I really needed to hear, because I started buying into a lie, and I don't really know where I picked it up. And I think I picked it up just by, like, kind of life happening. You know, you go through different disappointments or different things in your life, and you realize, man, I've started to believe something that is not from the Lord. And I really want to testify today and tell you all about that. So please stay tuned, because that is definitely going to be coming up. And remember that in our time together, if you hear a scripture that really stands out to you, just let me know, because we might be adding it to Challenge to Change. And it's going to be a great time. So stay tuned. We need the promises of God. We need to know what He's saying, what He sees inside of us. I'm telling you, it's this word that really speaks into our hearts and really covers a multitude of sins. God sees us the way He created us. That's something I just adore about God, is that He sees us no matter what. His love is unfailing. He covers everything. And what's so beautiful is that that's what He sees continually, you know. And we get covered by different things and experiences or mindsets, or we give legal right to the enemy at certain places in our lives. And this scripture that I'm going to read now is really going to lead up to what I'm going to testify about today, because it started unlocking something for me where I started believing a lie. I started covering the identity that God really had for me. And it's in Luke 6:43. It says, "For there is no good, healthy tree that bears decayed fruit. Nor, on the other hand, does a decayed tree bear good fruit. For each tree is known and identified by its own fruit. For For figs are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor is a cluster of grapes picked up from a bramble bush. The upright, honorable, intrinsically good man, out of the good treasure stored in his heart, produces what is upright, honorable, and intrinsically good. And the evil man, out of the evil storehouses, bears forth that which is depraved. For out of the abundance or the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Now, for me, this is so powerful because God is actually saying, he's saying, it's not a, like, I used to look at the scripture and say, oh my gosh, I see bad fruit in my life. And I used to condemn myself. I used to say, oh my gosh, I can't be good because there's bad things that are happening in my life. But at the same time, I then kind of got confused because it's like, wait. There's some things that are happening in my life that are really great. And I've changed and I can see God moving and working through me. And I was at a little bit of a crossroad. And this is actually where I'm going to start testifying about the goodness of God's love and his way just to see me no matter what. We can really trust in the love of God. Sometimes it just unlocks things that we can't see at all. And I love this about the Lord. His love comes out and unlocks and shows you something where you didn't even see that there was like an issue. Sometimes just being in the presence of God will really do that. And man, after reading this scripture in Luke 6, where it was about, okay, good tree only bears good fruit and a bad tree only bears bad fruit. And I was at this place of a crossroad where I was saying, okay, God, which one am I? Like, I don't understand. Am I good or am I bad? And I realized all of a sudden that the Lord was saying, oh, and it comes down to what you believe. You're being presented with my word, my message of Jesus on how he makes all things new, on how he redeems you, on how he, God sees you and declares over you something that is completely different to what your experience is. So what are you choosing to believe? And then all of a sudden, he took me to Proverbs 12. Proverbs 12, verse 3, it says, a good man obtains favor from the Lord, but a man of wicked devices he condemns. Ooh, man, I'm sorry. I'm just feeling it because I know what God said to me. I believed this lie for some reason. Because of my different experiences, because of sinning, because of walking through life, all of a sudden I've believed a lie that I wasn't good. And God, with this scripture, nailed it home to me. You are a good man. And I'm telling you, it broke so much for me because from that place of believing that lie, it like framed everything that I was doing. All of a sudden, I was performing in order to achieve righteousness. And God was like, no, I've already made you righteous. My son did that for you on the cross. His blood washed you clean. You don't have to prove anything. Believe that you are what I say that you are. You're a good man. You're a man that is actually going to have my favor, which is like undeserved, completely undeserved. And then in Psalm 37:23, it says, the steps of a good man are directed and established by the Lord when he delights in his way. In other words, when God looks at your life and he says, wow, you're changing the way that you think, you're not being conformed to this world, you coming into my presence where I can just like burn things inside of you that is from me and burn out everything that is not from me. And you're starting to make the change, to do the things that I've asked you to do according to my word. You're being a doer of the word and not just a hearer of the word. All of a sudden, he delights in your way. And then what does the Bible say in the scripture? He busies himself with your every step. That for me is so encouraging. God gets involved with your life personally and then starts to change the steps that you take. They get established, they move according to his will and his plan, and they thrive and succeed. Now, the reason I'm telling this testimony is so that you can make it personal to yourself. What lie have you been believing that is contrary to the truth? What are you actually, you know, what have you grasped a hold of that the world is saying, oh, you're insignificant, or you don't matter, or you're worthless, or you're not good looking, or, you know, like there's so many lies that the enemy tries to come up against our identity and who God really sees that we are. So here's the thing. Make it personal to yourself and say, Lord, what do you say about this area? Because I need your truth. And when I know the truth will make me free. We really have the enemy underneath our feet. All his lies that come up against us, they are under our feet. And God has given us power and authority over all the power of the enemy to trample upon snakes and scorpions, and nothing by any means shall harm us. So take those lies that the enemy is throwing back and throwing at you, stamp on them, or just catch them and throw it back at him and just say, thank you for reminding me that everything you say, God thinks completely the opposite. So if you're telling me I'm worthless, guess what? I am highly favored. If you're telling me that I can't do it, guess what? I believe that Jesus said I can do all things. All things are possible for him who believes. And this is so important to protect your heart. Proverbs 4:23 says, protect your heart. From out of it flows the wellsprings of life. And in Proverbs 23:7, it says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. In other words, you start thinking from a place of believing who you are. Your identity is defined by what you believe. And I choose to believe the word of God. The word of God set me free because it gave me the truth. And that truth I stored up in my heart. And that's why the Bible says a good man stores up those things, the words of God, inside of his heart. And I'm saying this even if it's unfamiliar. I had to take this scripture, you know, that a good man obtains favor from the Lord. And I had to speak it over myself because I was in that place where I didn't believe that. And so when I said it the first time and I said, I am a good man, it felt so unfamiliar. It felt so strange, but I could feel the power of God in it. I could feel the Holy Spirit all of a sudden moving throughout my mind, throughout my body. And I was like, this is the truth. And I need to get this. I need to apply this. And the reason that I am being so open with this is because I understand the power of testimony. The Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And so just as an illustration to you, because this show is about being real. It's about getting real in the dirt, going through the stuff that real people go through, because real people need a real God that does real miracles and real things. And we received this message from this listener. And I just really want you to listen because this is the power of testimony.
Thank you very, very, very much. I was just going through that this morning. I felt so bad, but thank you for your testimony. It has really revived me. I see myself in that testimony, and I praise God. I thank you that I'm good enough before God. Thank you.
Man, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm just using this as an example because every single one of us has a testimony of something we've been through with the Holy Spirit, and he's broken in our lives. So if we're able to be led by the Holy Spirit and allow him to move through us and discern when he's telling us, release this testimony, tell this person they're going through the same thing. Do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. Do something in love with God. Be vulnerable. Put yourself out there. Like, hold your heart on your sleeve, because this is the power that is released, you release the same power that you encountered when you were going through that. God releases it for that person that is hungry, that person that is going through the same thing. And this is what we need to keep on doing to be the light of the world. Do it. Do it. You can. You are chosen to be His witness. I'm telling you, Lord, Dante Bao, voice of God, I am just amazed at the presence of God this morning. I'm telling you, I can feel His love just for everyone that is listening and everyone that is messaging through on our WhatsApp line, just saying on how they experiencing God. This is what the Word of God does. This is who Jesus is. Jesus is love. And something that God just showed me with just putting this show together, He said this to me. He said, "My word reveals the truth of the way that I see you. So then you speak and act from a place of being new, which frames your future, because then I get involved in your next steps." And I want you guys to grab this, because if you can grab the fact that when you're reading the Bible, that God is talking to you. You know, when we pray, we're talking to God, but when we read God's word, He's talking to us. And when you get that, and when you understand that the word of God is really alive, it is alive, it is quick, it is powerful, then you can store that up in your heart and say, "Lord, I receive this for me." And you start seeing a change in your life. And that's why I really felt that the Holy Spirit put this challenge of change together, this challenge for change. And remember, the challenge for change is to memorize scripture so that we as believers in Jesus Christ are equipped with God's weapon, which is the Word of God, so that we can stand our ground in the very moment that we need it. So take these scriptures that were in Challenge for Change. Take them and say, "God, I'm applying this to my life. I'm learning and memorizing scripture." Or take the scripture that God has been speaking to you about this morning and memorize it, so that in that very moment that you need it, you have it, and that you can start walking in the freedom and the love that God has for you. Lord, we love you. Thank you so much for everything that you've done in and through us. And I must admit, today has just been awesome for me. I have felt the presence of God here in studio. I've seen how the Holy Spirit has been touching the listeners. And that's what it's all about on Being Real. It's about you having your own encounter with the Lord, about being equipped so that you can really run. You know, that you can really run into what God really has for you. And man, I've been just listening to a new artist that has been coming out. She's just released this, her own EP. Her name is Erin Ross. And I'm telling you, she really is real. In her lyrics, everything that I've seen on social media has been exceptionally real. And I hope that as I leave you, that this song really is able to speak to you with what you're going through. Because when you are in that place where you just like facing a trial, facing a tribulation, and you feel like you're not getting it right, you know, and you're moving throughout life, just like we were talking about in Luke 6 now, about God actually showing me that I was a good man. God can do this for you as well. He can break the lie that the enemy is actually working in your life, and He can move in such a powerful way. So I want you to remember that as you go throughout this day, and just remember that Jesus really does love you.